I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. St. Mary of the Woods College presents The Sound of Music by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Performances are March 1st through March 4th in the Sicilian Auditorium on the campus. Our guest is the director of theater at St. Mary of the Woods, and that's Sharon Ammon. Sharon, thanks very, very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, George.
Why were you drawn to this particular piece?
Well, you know, I was thinking that it was time to do a big traditional musical since I don't do them that often, and it's been a long time, and it seems like the woods are always alive with the sound of music, that it seemed appropriate. And I have the voice for Maria and the voice for the Mother Abbess, and I thought, well, the rest can just fall into shape, and it should be a wonderful place.
Now, one of the questions, of course, at an all-girls school is, what about the guys? So who's playing the captain?
The captain will be Brandon Wentz, and he is a professional actor who everyone has seen in Urinetown when we performed it here a couple of years ago. And he works with Crossroads Repertory Theater and a lot of theaters in Cincinnati, so I try to get him back every chance I can.
And the other young gentleman in the cast?
We have a young gentleman from ISU, Jonathan Gondiecki, who was in our last Shakespeare production, returning. And we have a young man from the community in general, who's just a wonderful performer for one of the children. And we have a couple of, you know, staff and faculty surprises for our young men.
In addition, at St. Mary of the Woods, it's not hard to come up with a group who at least can pretend to be nuns.
That's exactly right. That's true.
Now, in addition to presenting the play, you also have a special reception after the performance on Friday with a point.
Yes, we're going to have a reception, and we're inviting Arthur Feinsod, theater director at Indiana State University, and Pat McIntyre, who's a professor in theology here at St. Mary of the Woods. And we're going to discuss a little bit about anti-Semitism in Austria, in Germany, and whether the Sound of Music still has something to say to us today about anti-Semitism. So it should be an interesting discussion.
In addition to, of course, that particular discussion, there's always the issue of love at a number of different levels in this particular show.
Yes, yes, love on a different level. Yes, very much so. Well, we did a lot of work exploring Maria van Trapp's life and the great love she had for the children. In fact, the real Maria van Trapp fell in love with children before she fell in love with the captain. But the love of finding your own dream, finding where you fit in society, of being able to take a stand, and the von Trapps certainly in their real life story did take a stand and did leave Austria. And it has something to say to everyone, besides the most beautiful music that leaves you humming the music. In fact, George, you're probably humming the music before you even go to the theater for this one.
Sharon Ammon, the director for the St. Mary of the Woods College production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music. It takes place Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 1st through the 4th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.